Right.
No, if you want to say something, just bring the girls back and then go back out.
Aye. Right, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not really see you tomorrow. Oh, starry night. Let's get the girls. Ooh, windy. Ooh, let go of the key a bit quick, a bit early. How are you doing? It's all one word. 7:20. Gonna pick the girls up from Brownies so you can join me. It's been cold today, icy, wintry, windy cold. In the north of the county, they've had snow which fell before the sun rose, well before the sun rose. Down here in the south of Wiltshire, oh, come on, clown head. Oh, God. Square peg round hole, the fella can't park his car, his BMW. In the south of the county, though, we had a bit of rain, and then, I think that was more or less first thing this morning, and then it's been windy, very, very windy all day. Lots of trees falling over, lots of disruptions on the railway lines in the county because of debris on the lines. I wonder what the situation in Scotland is, because there were something like 20,000 people without power. That was for a third night, but that was a couple of days ago, I think. It's a beautiful, clear night, but that it's 6.5 degrees. It says on the car temperature gauge here, the thermometer. But that wind, honestly, it makes it feel like about 1 degree. It is absolutely freezing out there. Let's whack up the heating here. Let's do that, just in case. Fiddling with the... Okay, what's the volume? Okay. So I haven't been feeling very well. On Saturday, we went to Longleat to see the Festival of Light. And I stuck up a video on YouTube, actually. Not the best quality, because I had the GoPro. Gwenalian has posted a comment on my audio boom post, the one entitled Ill that I did the other day. Whoa, an owl's just flown past, wow. Yes, so I had, we went to a nearby Morrison's supermarket, famed for their lower prices. This is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we decided to kind of stock up on some scran, like, because the food in Longleat, top tip if you're ever going to go to Longleat, the food is very expensive and it's not very good quality either. It's just fast food, chips and sausage, and but it's, trust me when I say this, it's crap. So having been to Longleat, I don't know, probably 4 times in the past 3 years, we know there's no point in getting food there. anyway, so, yeah, I had I didn't really know what to have. I was trying to, well, anyway, to cut a long story short, I got an egg and cress mayonnaise sandwich. Now, it had been reduced to 55 pence because it had a use-by date of that day, Saturday the 10th, I think it was. It was definitely that day, whatever the date was. And I thought, oh, it'd be all right. Well, I think I was wrong, because it started on Sunday. I wasn't feeling very well, and I basically slept all of Sunday. Was in a bit of a bad mood, actually, because I felt so ill. that it would, that, you know, that kind of feeling buggered my weekend. We went to Winchester, and Sarah had to drive back, and I slept on the way back. As soon as I got home, and I had my down jacket on in the car, was freezing. As soon as I got home, fell asleep on the settee until bedtime, went to bed, got up the next day, Monday, wasn't well at all. Slept all of Monday, went to the doctors on Tuesday, they wrote me off for the day, slept all of Tuesday. And when I say all, I'm talking about like awake for just a couple of hours of it. Wednesday, went to the doctors again, they wrote me off for another day, and I slept until I felt much better yesterday. But what was happening was, we noticed that I'd kind of get up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and then have something to eat, feeling, you know, much, much better, have something to eat, and then I'd just go downhill again. All the time with the, that horrible D, you know, that goes down the toilet. Yeah. So 6 minutes to get here. Okay. I know. I'm trying to time myself on how long it takes to get up to Brownies. It's not that far away. So today, this morning, probably not unwell enough not to go to work. Is that a double negative? I wasn't unwell enough to stay at home. That's the better way of saying it. So I went to work, was not 100% this morning, was not firing on all cylinders, but kind of got through it. It got better as the day went on, to be honest. I've got no energy at the minute. So yeah, that's that. So I'll be all right. I'll be all right by the weekend. So anyway, that's me. I hope to get out this weekend, to be honest. Oh, sorry, it was Tamara, my eldest daughter. It was her 9th birthday on Tuesday, so missed just about all of that. Missed her opening the presents in the morning, because I had to go to the doctor for like very first thing. Had to be out the door at like 20 past 7 in the morning to go and see the doctor. And so I missed her opening her presents, and then when I was asleep when they came home, I think, is that right? Yes, of course, I was asleep when they came home from school, and managed to, my mother-in-law's visiting at the moment. She made a cake. She made a cake for Tamara, Olaf, you know, from Frozen. It was really good, and I had a bit of cake, minus the, you know, the centimetre thick icing on the outside, because that was just far too sugary, and I'm not a great fan of it anyway, to be honest. And so invariably that turned my guts again, and so missed tomorrow's 9th birthday. So anyway, it being a school day, we couldn't do anything anyway, could we? So we're going to go invite a couple of our friends around tomorrow, and then on Saturday we might do something. I don't want to give away anything, whether we do or we don't do that thing on Saturday for her, because she invariably listens to these audio boom posts. So tomorrow, if you're listening, we'll just see what's going on. Okay, so it's windy, and I've got the binaurals in, so I've got to walk about 100 metres. Let's go with the binaurals getting ripped out my ear because the cable's wrapped around the flipping around the all right now. Thank you.
be quiet. You can listen. I'm going to go into the little hut thing. They're all coming out. Hello. Hello.
A bit late. Right. Where's your sister gone?
What's that?
Is this working towards the ranch or something, Julie?
What is it?
No, this is working towards the
gingerbread.
Yeah. So it takes over.
Have you had a bite out? Can I have a bite? Gingerbread.
It turned into a snowman
because
I put a big
blob on. Where's your sister?
If she does anything like swimming or...
Yeah, I think we've got one of the swimming badges.
Right.
And she's done a musical as well.
But I
do go those
three
levels.
Yeah, what she needs to do, she needs to take it into her teachers and then get them to sign it off and then they can... They know or whatever.
We got to that stage of suddenly some of the things were getting quite complicated. Like, she was in it last year, but... Too young for this, and then suddenly now.
Oh, fish out Jessica. Where's little Jess? Ah, little Jess. Okay. Did we bring a cake? Okay.
Gingerbread man
cutters. We've got
Okay, you've got yours.
You've got a cutter?
I think we brought in a metal one. Yeah,
we've
got
one.
Sure? Did you bring one in?
Yeah, we brought four in.
That mummy gave you? Have you got them back then?
Yeah.
Okay. Because no doubt they're grandma's.
I can bring anyone. I'll get
Are they? Oh,
no.
Thank you. All right. Cheerio.
Bye.
See you now, see you. Oh, it's one for Papa.
Here we go.
Yes.
To Cook's Muda.
Yeah.
Sister Muda? Thank you. Are you tired? Windy in the binaurals. God. Come on, let's get rocking. Sorry about that. Whoa! Where did that cake come from?
Grandma bought it down. She wasn't sure that she would manage to make a cake.
So alright. How are you? Are you okay? Cold out there, isn't it? So, can you eat it? No, you have to look at it all night. Right. Can you keep hold of it? Put that box on your lap then. Should we just fling that cake or do you want it? Beep beep. There's a little car behind us. It was a Vauxhall Mokka. One of Daddy's friends at work has got one of those.
A Vauxhall Mokka.
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 Mokka. Mokka. Chocka locka blocka cocka. Vokka. Knocka blocka. Zocka.
Zocka.
That's a funny smell.
Zocka.
So, yeah, and the other thing is I wanted to go out.
Wild camping.
Oh, God. I'm itching to go out wild camping.
Yeah.
And I think.
I want
Eh? You want to go out? You want to go wild camping? What? It's a bit cold for you, I think. Oh, you will have to eat it.
No, I'm leaving it.
Oh, God. Is it me or is it cold in here? Cold. I'm wearing my Rab Micro Fleece Gillet. And I absolutely love it. I want the jacket. I didn't think I would like the Micro Fleece. When I say micro down.
Do you like your micro fleece?
Eh?
Do you like your micro fleece?
Do I like my micro fleece?
Yep.
Well, this jumper's a micro fleece jumper. Yes, I love it. But I like this micro down, Rab micro down. It's absolutely lovely. So Daddy wants the jacket. Well, the funny thing is tomorrow is that it's obviously not as big and bulky as Dad's big Rab down jacket. But at the same token, not having worn the full micro down jacket outdoors, I can't really comment. What I will say is that wearing the gillet, I can definitely feel the temperature difference between my torso and my arms, whether it's worn as just the gillet or underneath my Gore-Tex jacket. So, and I find it really comfortable as well. It's obviously not as warm as my big down jacket because
there's less feathers.
And yeah, there's not the loft, as they say. I'm not going to go into it. It's not as many feathers, okay? It gets a bit complicated when you talk about loft. Well, essentially, there's not as many feathers in the space that's allowed, okay?
The loft is the attic.
The loft is the attic, yeah. Okay, let's just, yeah. Mental.
So there's not many feathers in the attic?
There's not many feathers in the attic, yeah. Let's just do that. On to the 303. Come on! Third gear, 3,000 revs, 50 mile an hour.
70,000 revs.
4,000 revs, 66 miles an hour. Yeehaw!
Six?
Before we have to pull off again.
You're going 6 miles an hour?
Test, 66. 4,000 revs, 66 miles an hour in third. Now, have they fixed these potholes? No.
Nope.
I hate that so much. I may write a letter to them because going down there, down double hedges, is horrendous.
It's atrocious.
And also down.
Also down the high jacket.
The what?
Also down the high jacket. Also down jacket. Also down jacket.
Past the beaches.
No.
Down jacket.
Yeah, also.
So you're basically mental. So Dad needs to walk Molly because she hasn't had a decent walk in a long time. So
since 1981.
So now you're being silly. So now you have to be punished. How should we punish you? Should we punish you with
stars?
Fire.
No.
Cinnamon. What? I dare you to eat a teaspoonful of cinnamon powder. I bet you'd die.
Would I?
Well, you just can't do it. It's too much spice. Because cinnamon's a spice, isn't it?
No.
Yes?
No.
That's called a Luton van.
A Luton van?
But it's not from Luton.
I don't
even
see it. I saw some cars.
What is this man in front doing? Is he on his phone or has he been drinking alcohol?
Oh.
Black VW Scirocco, or is it a Scirocco? I think it's a Scirocco. SC.
It's a Sillery Land.
It's got a London number plate.
London.
Yes, London, yes. Mate. London.
Lindon.
That YR. That's Yorkshire.
YR.
Why? So
Why?
I'm very interested in British number plates, particularly where the vehicles are registered. Now, unfortunately, in our country, we're not as...
popular.
No, shut up. We're not as... what's it called? Kind of... okay, let's put it another way. In Germany, vehicles are registered...
by numbers.
No, they're registered to the closest big city. Okay, so, like, Düsseldorf, Mönchengladbach... Mainz,
Munich,
Wiesbaden, Munich, Stuttgart.
Hey,
okay,
Munich?
So Munich is in the south of Germany. No, it's a city in the south. So, but in the UK, we've got areas really. H. So if we're going on the new registrations, so you've got two letters, two numbers, three letters. The first two letters are the area, but specifically the first letter. So HF on
London,
that one.
London.
Yes, that's London. LF is London. HF
hey,
is Hampshire.
That was funny because grandma
FY. Anyway, I've got a. I found
out. Is that London?
Yes, it is. Anything begin with L for Lima is London. Dad found a website the other day where it describes all of the. Where the current registrations, the current style registrations are,
oh,
and also the previous
P?
Style registration. What?
What's P?
P.
Yep, P. P E.
P. P. Oh my god.
P E O 3 Y.
Anyway, we're back home.
What is
so,
P?
What?
Know what it is or not?
Right.
Anyway,
I'll put the follow me home lights on. Let's go into the wind. Yeah, keep a hold of the door. What is this cat wanting? Come on. Are you gonna cry? Are you gonna cry?
No.
Shut up, you big fairy. What's the matter with you?
I've got my hands full.
So what do you want me to do about that?
Well, I'm gonna stop the door opening.
Shut up, you big Jessie. Give us a cake, you fairy. God almighty. Flipping drama over crisis. The girl child tomorrow, she is tired. The children brownies they have made, gingerbread men. We have two pieces of cake.
One for me and one for tomorrow.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word.